What are your impressions of the Ferguson Commission report?
Well, I have a whole lot of respect for the members of the Ferguson Commission and the task that they took on going back to last year. And I've had the opportunity to have numerous conversations with both the co-chairmen and really think they've done great work in putting together a comprehensive report. There are a number of things in the report I think the legislature can work on, and I think build some consensus on. There's some other things that are going to be more difficult. So we're still in the process of kind of going through the report in detail, and particularly in some areas where the commission's made broad suggestions, looking at how we might distill those down into specific policy proposals and what those would look like. But we certainly are going to take a hard look and evaluate those recommendations because you know, we have a whole lot of, at least I do, I have a whole lot of confidence in the work they did.
So safe to say that there will be some impact on how the legislature deals with the fallout, at least how the House deals with the fallout following Michael Brown's shooting?
Well, I think there's certainly we're going to take those recommendations seriously, and we're going to evaluate them because we know the work that went into them. They'll certainly have an impact on how we look at things. But, you know, there are some of those, as I said, some of those proposals that I know we can find some consensus on and some others that are going to be really difficult.
What do you think of the idea to make the Attorney General the special prosecutor for police-involved shootings or killings?
It was an issue that we discussed some last year. Personally, I have a whole lot of faith in elected prosecutors. I think they do a good job. But that's a policy that we'll take a look at and evaluate and see where our membership is. But that's one of the areas where I think it's going to be very difficult to move forward.
Okay. The governor has said that he will use his last months in office to push for some of the changes in the Ferguson report. How successful do you think he'll be?
I think if the governor focuses on the areas where we can find some common ground, he'll be very successful in that effort. I think if the governor chooses to focus on some of the items in the report that are more partisan, I don't think he'll be very successful. But we welcome the governor's input and the opportunity to work with his office on the things we can build consensus on.
And what role do you think the state legislature can play to bring racial divisions in places like St. Louis around the state, bridging racial divisions?
Well, I think it's a matter of looking at the root of the problems that we have in areas like Ferguson. And when I say areas like Ferguson, they're not even limited to our urban areas. We have communities across Missouri that feel very isolated economically. They feel very isolated with educational opportunities. And you have communities that don't have a whole lot of hope that things are going to get better. That's just as true in parts of rural Missouri as it is in areas like Ferguson. And so I think the most important thing we can do is to try to bring that same sense of opportunity that's made this country great to areas like Ferguson. And that's a difficult challenge. But I think if we'll focus on areas like education and economic development and opportunities for everyone, we can really do a lot of good work to help not only areas like Ferguson, but areas across the state.